Aquarius, this new moon in Cancer falls in your sixth house of the day-to-day routines, the house of service, the house that has to do with the body and health. Look, a new moon such as this one is asking for you to organize and prioritize your well-being and your health so that whatever it is that you're creating while Saturn is transiting your sun creates a complete foundational sense of home for you. But it starts with your day-to-day activities. Look, the sixth house tends to be overlooked in the zodiac. And really, when we think about the structure of our entire lives, it's really dependent on what we do on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes with Cancer energy or just water energy in general in the sixth house, there can tend to be a little bit of laziness, a little bit of overindulgence. And so this new moon is giving you the opportunity to create a new sense of home of your entire life, but by committing yourself to day-to-day activities that ring true to your heart. The reason that a sixth house and a water sign can manifest in laziness is that chances are that that person is doing things that they feel obligated to do rather than things that they genuinely want to do. So this is your calling, especially with Saturn transiting your sign, to practice your freedom of authorship. What kind of life do you want to live? And what is it going to take on a daily basis for you to get to that? This is so important because Pisces energy is also highlighted in this new moon. Pisces energy is in your second house of money, income, self-esteem, worth. Look, to do something on a daily basis that rings true to your heart, that really you feel like it nourishes you, is going to manifest in you making more money, plain and simple. And therefore, you're going to feel more confident. Now, don't get me wrong. This doesn't mean that money buys happiness and all of that stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that because these two houses of the zodiac, and look, I don't want to confuse you, but I feel like I have to tell you this. Next year, we're going to have eclipses in your 10th house of career. If you begin to set strong systems and foundations in your daily life now, come those eclipses in your 10th house next year, which is the Scorpio house, and it'll affect the second house of money, which is also a water house in Pisces, that potential increase in responsibility won't feel so heavy. It will genuinely feel like you're flowing into something that you have created. And I'm not saying that it will feel easy, but it will feel like you're really flowing with the structures that you are creating for yourself. Look, this is especially true because we currently have the cosmic lovers, Mars and Venus, in your seventh house of partnership. Yes, there is an emphasis in your day-to-day that will eventually have an effect in your 10th house of career and money. In order for you to organize your life and make room for potential love, this needs to be a priority for you, okay? You are stepping into something different. You are trailblazing, essentially, and leading by example and letting the rest of us know that if we follow our hearts, we can really manifest the life we want. But it can't be something that is aloof. It can't be something that's just a dream. It needs to be brought down to reality.